Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, Dave's World today is about magnets. They're very important little things, you know, the kind of magnets you have in your house. And this is an interesting one to kick things off. The magnetic field made by the Earth is, like, big and strong. It stretches out into space. And so you think it's really cool magnet-wise. Like, it's a strong magnet-wise. But it isn't. The power of a magnet is measured in Tesla, which is the name of the scientist who specialised in electricity. But however massive the Earth is, and it is a giant magnet because it's made of, like, you know, metals and materials like iron, so it is a magnet. It's around 1,000 times weaker than the small magnet you might have at home. Or like the magnet at the end of a screwdriver or something like that. How weird is that? I know it's to do with physics and stuff. I don't really understand physics that well, but still, it's pretty amazing. If you cut a magnet in half, you get two smaller magnets as a result, each with their own north and south pole. Because that's kind of just how magnets work. So, you know what I mean? You can kind of keep cutting them, kind of like a worm, but don't cut worms. They just like to be the size they are, but they will be able to go on if you do cut them by accident with a shovel in your garden, for example. The north pole of a magnet points towards the north pole and Earth. It's because they're both magnets and are aligning themselves together. That's how a compass works as well. So if you leave it down on the table and it can't turn, it'll turn itself towards the north pole and Earth. And if you want to make a new magnet, right, take one you already have and rub it on a piece of metal, any metal. And you can actually magnetize that piece of metal and turn that into a magnet, which is genius. But you know, electromagnets, they're not magnets at all. Well, at least they're not magnets all the time. Because you basically pass electricity through metal and that makes it a magnet. But when you turn electricity off, it's not a magnet anymore. It's just a piece of metal and some electricity. Which is kind of weird. And you know, magnetic fields, you always hear about that in like science fiction movies and whatever. Like, the magnetic fields are too strong, Captain. Something's going wrong. Well, that's basically like a little invisible area around every magnet that attracts metals and other magnets to it. So that's why if you put two magnets on the table, say about a hand's width apart, and they don't move to each other, you slowly move them together, eventually they'll just go chink and they'll hit each other. And that essentially is when they enter each other's magnetic fields and then they just jump on each other. Iron's the best metal to use because it's naturally magnetic. So I think is nickel and cobalt. But if you have a magnet at home, it's probably made of iron or ferrites, which is a metal made from lots of different elements, but mostly iron. And magnetism was discovered and used in Greece, ancient Greece and ancient China. They even had their own compasses. Fair play to the lads. And finally on Dave's World today, fridge magnets. My sister collects them. Lots of people do. They're used all over the world in families' homes. And in America, they're seen on average 20 times a day by the average American. So the average American sees a fridge magnet 20 times a day. That can't be good for your eyes under any circumstances. Drop us an email, davehasnofriends@98fm.com, and I'll send you out today's magnet facts, and you can wow your magnet-appreciating friends. Or if you don't have any, just drop me an email and tell me in immediate. davehasnofriends@98fm.com.